views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Well, this is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and I am so glad that you have continued to join us today as we talk about change, and we talk about education, and we talk about opportunities for us to be able to deal with those types of things. Of course, in the first half of our show, we had Nito Quibane joining us, and what a great guest. As president of High Point University, he certainly has taken a sleepy little college in the central part of North Carolina and turned it into a force to be reckoned with when you look at private universities in the country. And so along that line, as you sit back and think about the change that we're all facing, whether you're young or whether you're like me, a 50-some-year-old adult, boy, things are changing at a rapid pace. And so one of the obvious ways we can effectively deal with change is look at education and look at opportunities that exist. That I am so delighted to have with me Rose Proctor. Rose is the director for the BB&T Center for Ethical Business Leadership at the University of North Georgia. And Rose and I kind of found each other online. Wait a minute. That didn't exactly sound right. Let me rephrase that. Rose found me because I speak on business ethics, and certainly the investment that BB&T has made in the Ethical Business Leadership Program there at the Mike Cottrell School of Business at the University of North Georgia is really second to none. And Rose, it is such an honor to have you on the show with me today.
Thanks, Chuck. I'm absolutely thrilled to be here.
You know, with the change of pace that's happening, or maybe better said, the pace of change that's happening in our lives, obviously education plays a significant role. Maybe start off a little bit by telling us about the University of North Georgia and the types of students that you have there.
Absolutely. So, again, I'm very honored to be with you today. The University of North Georgia is recently gone through consolidation. So in 2013, we did become the seventh largest university within the university system of Georgia in the state of Georgia. And so we have four campuses, one in Dahlonega, Gainesville, Oconee, and Cumming. And so we kind of encompass this 30-county region in North Georgia. And so it's a huge impact that the university has on people's everyday lives, as you were talking about. And kind of speaking of change, you know, in consolidation and everything like that, we've had a lot of change going on in the area. The students that we have here, you know, we have some amazing students, first off, but we are designated as a leadership institute for the state, as well as a military college of Georgia, one of six that directly commission to the military in the United States. And so the level of students that we have, you know, we're honored to have here in the Mike Cottrell College of Business, both encompass, you know, our military leadership institute as a whole, and then, of course, you know, the related topicals to business in general, so accounting, finance, international business, and all of those. We do have about a 16,000 body population of students, and it probably about 6,000 of those are here in Dahlonega, and then the remaining are spread out through our other campuses. So I absolutely know what you're talking about with the pace of change taking place today, and what education plays a role in that in people's lives. So for our region, the University of North Georgia has a massive impact, and as well as the Mike Cottrell College of Business. And first off, I'm an absolute true believer that education is everything. The pace of change and really the pace of life just in general currently is having a huge impact on all of us. And if we don't accumulate relative and innovative educational pathways in order to kind of maintain that educational pace, then people may quickly find themselves basically in jeopardy of not only efficiency in their jobs, but in all facets of their lives, including their personal. You and I have spoke before. You know, I'm a mother of four. And so, for example, as a parent even, you serve as a teacher, mentor, and leader to your children. And if you are educated in things like, we'll take an example of current technologies, it can play a devastating role for your children. So I would think that the University of North Georgia has a huge impact within our region as well as our state. I think the types of students that we have here are students that are innovative and creative and like I said, have a huge leadership background for our university. We have a lot of traditional but as well non-traditional students as well. So I don't think you should ever stop learning new things. And frankly, education is playing a more and more crucial role than it ever did in all of our lives, I think.
That's absolutely true. And I have to say, two things kind of on a personal note. When Rose and I initially connected, I guess this past February, you were so kind to invite me to two of the campuses. And, okay, so first off, not realizing when I came on campus it was a military school, I have to admit it, at the crack of dawn, when the roosters were crowing, the horn was playing, and it was time to get up. I guess that's reveille, or what? I'm not sure what the appropriate song is it's playing, but I know that got me up at a time frame when, let's put it this way, I'm generally in a nice dream state.
Yeah, we mean business around here at University of North Georgia.
Oh, there's no question about that. I clearly got that. But I have to say, one of the things that really fascinated me on the initial introduction to the University of North Georgia was in speaking in two different areas, physical areas I'm referring to, the student base was really diverse. And I'm not talking about diverse racially or culturally. I'm talking about diverse in age. And I think it says a lot about what you guys are offering, that there's an opportunity for people who have, well, let's put it this way, perhaps considered that they have passed their college years to find out that that may not be the case. There's no such thing as passing those years.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, again, we do have traditional and non-traditional students here, but I do think that at least throughout the region, we try to encourage our citizens to realize that, again, you're never past that stage. In fact, if you're at a state in life that you're not retooling, you know, or kind of adding to your educational tool list, then you're probably really doing yourself a disservice. And so we encourage at all levels, whether it be at a associate's level, at a bachelor's level, at a graduate level, you know, for our Mike Cottrell College of Business, we have, you know, our MBA program, the Cottrell MBA, or continuing education or whatever that might look like. We provide a lot of opportunities to our region for business community and for adult education as well. And so my hope is that we are achieving that and making that impact here. And I'm glad that you saw that when you came.
Yeah, it was very interesting. And, you know, I know, Rose, obviously our connection was through the issue of business ethics. And as the director for the BB&T Center for Ethical Business Leadership, a center within the Mike Cottrell College of Business at the University of North Georgia, tell us a little bit about what your focus is and how you're targeting that focus throughout the North Georgia region.
Yeah, absolutely. We are very honored to partner with BB&T. BB&T is our corporate partner, and they've really kind of put forth a wonderful example about ethical leadership in business and what that looks like on the day-to-day. And so the University of North Georgia developed the BB&T Center for Ethical Business Leadership out of that partnership with the Mike Cottrell College of Business and BB&T, and basically we came to fruition in late of 2012. And really our mission is you know, not only awareness, but education in business ethics and ethical leadership in our region, but also providing those educational opportunities, professional development, and things like that. We do target three different areas, and when we got together, you know, our business advisory board basically came together and said, you know, what should we really be focusing on and what should we really care about to make an impact? And so that kind of came into focus in three areas. So we have a focus at K-12. I do think that universities have a responsibility to care about the students before they get to our door. And especially in a topic like ethics, you know, if you're waiting until a traditional or non-traditional even age to start talking to someone about a topic like this, you definitely are missing a lot of opportunities earlier on in life. And so we have created programming at the K-12 level. We've partnered with some amazing partners throughout our region, which include Junior Achievement, our Department of Labor, and our Department of Education, as well as our school boards throughout each county. and really focus business ethics and ethical leadership at that level as well. Our second primary target is basically, of course, here internally at the Mike Cottrell College of Business and at the university level for our students, but also our faculty. And so, you know, we've kind of started programming, and Chuck, it was absolutely amazing to have you come here and be with us for the Ethics and Eggs program, which is a student-focused program. However, our faculty are involved as well. Just to kind of get them exposed to this and really start giving them some experience in this, we did develop our first ever intercollegiate ethics bowl team this last fall and competed at Clemson University. And getting them to have to, you know, not only define their values but voice them are two different things. And so our programming focuses on that quite a bit. And then our third target market, of course, is our business community. We have a massive area. Again, it's a 30-county region, and so it's a big job. But again, we focus on the same thing in all three of those target areas. We're focusing on awareness, education, but also experience. And it's a really hard thing to give people experience in ethics. And so, you know, as an example, one of the programs that we launched in our high school program is a simulation that puts them in business environments, lets them see an ethical dilemma in front of them, and then have to defend on how they would handle that and what they would do to a live board, so that they feel that nervousness, so that they have something in their brain they can fall back on that feels like experience when they find themselves there in the real world.
Yeah, it was fascinating to me because I live and work in the ethical world, so to speak. But it was fascinating. You mentioned the program Ethics and Eggs, which is for those people who are listening to the show, Ethics and Eggs was a program hatched, no pun intended, with some students there at the University of North Georgia to bring people together and to talk about practical ethics applications. Not only with faculty, with students, but with business leaders, and all three were represented at that meeting. But the thing that I thought was really cool is your group, the students that participated in the competition, shared some of the ethical issues and questions they were asking. And Rose, I've got to admit, I was kind of fascinated by it because, you know, they were looking at issues of fiber and very, very current, progressive type things, challenges that are out there, and whether the function within them happens to be ethical. So I have to say I applaud you for the fact that that you're doing what you have. And now that I hear the music playing, that's telling me that we need to take a short break. My guest is Rose Proctor. She is the director for the BB&T Center for Ethical Business Leadership at the University of North Georgia. And when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about a program that will be coming up in 2014 that I think you'll want to hear about and certainly connect with and consider for possibilities in your communities as well. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio. We'll be right back. Well, we're back for our last segment. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, and I am so pleased to have today two wonderful guests. If you were tuning into the first half of the show, you heard Nito Quibane with High Point University, and my guest now is Rose Proctor, the director of the BB&T Center for Ethical Business Leadership at the University of North Georgia. And I guess it is kind of fascinating to have two guests who have an interesting connection because Nito Quibane happens to be on the board of directors for BB&T, and BB&T happened to be the sponsor of the Center for Ethical Business Leadership at the University of North Georgia. And Rose, when we finished our last segment, we were talking a little bit about what that center does and who the target markets are, and I know that this center has an impact for the region. And, of course, there's a symposium coming up on Friday, September 19, 2014. That's, a little ways away. But the September 19, 2014 focused on the ROI of ethical leadership in business. Tell us a little bit about this event.
Absolutely. So, you know, in our charge and our mission, and when we were first kind of trying to figure out the impact that this center, the BB&T Center for Ethical Business Leadership, could have on our region and then beyond our region as well, was about really kind of bringing some awareness to our business community about what ethical leadership really is. I mean, ethics is one of those things, especially in this position learning, that people define it very differently, and what that looks like and the components of it. It's kind of like if you ask someone to define truth or honesty and all the different definitions that you get for that, ethics is no different. And so we wanted to start having a conversation on a community, on a business community level, about what we mean by that. And then also, you know, again, the return on investment. In the business community, one of the things, you know, that you'll get a lot when you're talking about business ethics or ethical practices or code of conduct and all these things that, you know, many of us feel are very important in business today. You know, you'll get this kind of this contagious question of, well, you know, what really is the return on investment on that? And how do I know that I'm making an impact with my employees, my vendors, you know, my customers and all of that by implementing these things and not just a superficial, you know, where they come in and sign a piece of paper and this is what we stand for, but really creating a culture of what you stand for as an organization and making sure that people know that. And so we wanted to do that at a community level. So we are holding the first annual symposium. It is on Friday, September 19th. It is from 7:30 in the morning to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, so it's convenient for our business community schedules. And it is the return on investment of ethical leadership in business. And what we mean by that, you know, is to kind of start a conversation about how value creation, you know, in businesses, and we are a predominantly small to moderate business region, and how value creation really comes out of having ethical leadership and a culture where it cultivates value creation. And then ultimately that will affect your bottom line, you know, and bring in more investment opportunities and just more growth in general. But that focusing on that is not necessarily where we need to be focused on, right? We see that as kind of like a large wound, and people kind of just focus on the Band-Aid instead of the wound itself. And so really creating an environment with our businesses here that, you know, your values are articulated. We know what they stand for. We know who they are in our community and the impact that they have in our community. And that, you know, success isn't labeled like it has been in the past sometimes as a negative thing. But, you know, profit and success, you know, show that you can get there in the right way as well, and in an ethical way, and create an awesome place that not only your customers want to be at, but your employees want to be at, and you want that business as a part of your community. And so we've developed the symposium. It will have a different theme each year, but we wanted to focus out of the gate on really, you know, just why you should be focused on this and why it's important to business to have ethical leadership. And so we've partnered with some amazing people in our region, as well as someone like yourself. Chuck Gallagher will be at our symposium on Friday, September 19th, and talking about a little bit about the human side of ethics, and again, how you create that culture where it's not something that you talk about, but something you do, and you create a culture where people can be ethical. And we also have Joel Mamby is joining us that day. He's the CEO and president of Hirsch & Family Entertainment, a company that we are so proud to have headquartered here in Georgia. And they, you know, also Joel will be kind of sharing with us, you know, some of his vision that he's had since coming on with Hirsch & Family Entertainment, having originally been with General Motors for almost 20 years, and the difference an environment and leadership can make. We also have Dr. Bruce Weinstein coming in, and he's kind of been tagged as the ethics guy. You'll probably know him from a lot of his shows in CNN and Fox News and things like that. But we're really interested in Bruce coming in and talking to us about very simplistic ways that almost everybody, if you can kind of get very clear and awareness and defined sets of principles, then, you know, then you can really kind of make some ethical decisions and really be proud of the work that you do. We also have Dr. Mary Gentile coming in, who has worked for the Aspen Institute, Harvard, and currently serves as a senior researcher at Babson College. She's also the founding director of Giving Voice to Values. And that is really what we're about. When I talked about the three target markets, you know, for our center, and when we talk to BB&T, you know, this is what they were about too, is that defining your values is one thing, and getting our students to realize what they stand for and value is one thing, but voicing them is something different. We all know, and we've been there as business professionals, that saying that you believe in honesty and actually being honest are two different things. And so we want to be able to bring that to our community and really start talking to them about the how of value-based or ethical leadership, so that they can walk away that day knowing how to do it.
You know, Rose, first, it's shameless self-promotion, but yes, I will be there, and I'm really excited about it. But I also have to say, something you said just a second ago really, I think, can resonate with a lot of people who are listening to the show, and that is, if you ask the average person, anybody listening, if you said, listen, are you an ethical person? Do you believe in acting honestly and with ethics? And the answer, everybody would tell you, yes. I mean, you don't typically find people that say, no, really, I don't want to do that.
That's right.
They're going to tell you yes. But the challenge is not what do you think about yourself. The challenge is when faced with temptation, when faced with a challenge, when faced with making a payroll or whatever it happens to be, are you willing to stand behind what you say, or will temptation take you to unethical choices? And I think especially from my perspective, because I have been that person who would have said, yes, I'm an ethical person, but yet when temptation was raging, I made unethical choices. Now, I'm not proud of that, but what I learned from it is how that happens in people's lives every day. And so I applaud you for the center taking a leadership role, not just with the students at the University of North Georgia, but on a broader base in the region, to help people connect the dots between what you say and what you do and how that impacts your business and business growth. I really do think that's significant.
Well, and thanks, Chuck. Well, you know, we're really proud of it. You know, we attain a lot of that to the University of North Georgia and the Mike Cottrell College of Business, having, you know, a longstanding history and reputation on leadership to bring that into the center, as well as our corporate partner in BB&T. You know, they've really been doing this right for a long time. And you're absolutely right. I mean, one of the things that we want to be able to do with this symposium as well is to really highlight that, you know, our businesses have a responsibility and accountability as well. When you were talking about temptation or, you know, the environment that you're in, to make sure that, you know, when we're looking at our businesses here in our region, and again, even throughout the United States, we want to be able to be proud to say that, you know, the cultures that they're cultivating are not ones that breed unethical behavior. I mean, you can take a really ethical, you know, really moral person and put them in an environment where, you know, you've got these norms and social expectations and, you know, this is just the way we do things around here kind of environment, and they can end up doing some really unethical things. And so I think that it's one of those things that we just want to kind of bring to the forefront, that, you know, we really want our businesses to be thinking about the environment you're putting our citizens in. You know, we want you to be thinking about the environment that you're creating for yourself, for your families. You know, we live in these communities. And you know, for our region, you know, they're doing an outstanding job. So it's not so much education, you know, per se, but just having that conversation amongst everybody. And then also letting people know, kind of putting a stage to highlight some of the stuff that we are doing here in the North Georgia region. I mean, we've got some amazing businesses from up in this region and some amazing leaders. I mean, even just looking at leadership, you know, on a state level, you know, with Governor Nathan Deal and David Ralston and all the people, you know, that are even from our communities up here in North Georgia. And so, you know, we want to be able to just bring that to an actual community level to have that conversation. So we're very excited about the symposium that will be held. That'll be at the Foresight Conference Center, which is coming off of 400 up from Atlanta on exit 13. And again, it's 7:30 to 2 o'clock on Friday, September 19th.
Rose, let me ask you one last question, because we're getting really close to ending. But let me ask you this question. If someone was interested in establishing a Center for Business Ethics Leadership, how can they get in touch with you?
Absolutely. You know, we do want to be a resource to anybody that's interested in this topic. This is our passion, and this is what our mission is. And so the BB&T Center for Ethical Business Leadership is housed in the Mike Cottrell College of Business at the University of North Georgia. You can go to www.bbtcebl.ung.edu. You can find us out on Twitter at BBTCEBL. Facebook. We have a LinkedIn group, and I absolutely encourage all the listeners to reach out on LinkedIn and find our group for the BB&T Center for Ethical Business Leadership and join the conversation. This is something that impacts all of us. You know, our future leaders for everybody are sitting in the classroom right now. And so to be able to kind of expose them and talk to them about these things and get them experience in these areas of ethical decision making and voicing their values and business ethics before they go out and be our future leaders for us and our children and our children's children, now's the time. So please join the conversation. You can also reach us by phone at 706-867-2966 or through the center's email, which is just bbtcebl@ung.edu.
Wow. Okay. Let me say this as we wrap things up. Rose, it's been an honor and a privilege. I thank you ever so much for joining us. Today's show, Strength Talk, has been talking about the pace of change and how education can impact that. Of course, in the first half of our show, we had Nito Quibane, the president of High Point University, and I'm so thankful that he was able to join us. And on the last half of our show, Rose Proctor, who is the director for the BB&T Center for Business Ethical Leadership at the University of North Georgia. This is Chuck Gallagher with Straight Talk Radio, transformational talk radio to live by. Please feel free to tune in, turn on, and join us each week as we have different topics with Straight Talk. This is Chuck Gallagher. Bye for now.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Negative self-talk plays a major role in how we create fear and anxiety. You're probably familiar with that worried, insecure, or critical voice that rises from somewhere deep inside, often at the most inopportune moments. You don't seem to choose the limiting, anxiety-triggering, or self-sabotaging thoughts, nor do you seem to be in control of them. Over the years, I've found that rather than ignoring or suppressing these negative thoughts, what works best is to redirect the mind with at least three counterbalancing arguments that shed light on the opposite, positive points of view. For example, if your negative thought was something bad will happen, counterbalances could be, right now I'm okay. There have been many times I was worried and everything turned out well. I have the strength and abilities to handle anything that comes my way. Positive counterbalancing is training your mind to search for and find uplifting and empowering perspectives for any given situation.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol oral-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.